People in Sydney facing homelessness and barriers to finding housing have a new space to call their own. New Dawn Enterprises has recently opened Eleanor's Court, a supportive, affordable, permanent housing development on Charlotte Street in Sydney. The two-floor building is made up of 25 single-bedroom apartments with two accessible units on the ground floor. Each unit has a kitchenette with a fridge, hot plate, and a private bathroom. New Dawn will act as the landlord of the building, while the Ally Center of Cape Breton will operate and staff the building, providing wraparound support for residents. The first residents of Eleanor's Court have come from the Pine Tree Park Pallet Village in Sydney, which opened in August of last year. Before the space opened, members of the media were given a tour of Eleanor's Court by New Dawn President and CEO Erica Shea and Ally Center Executive Director Christine Porter. Shea discussed the journey to open Eleanor's Court.
In some ways, it feels like it was yesterday that we were sitting on the patio at Eldwick and dreaming about buying an old motel in Westmount because of the homelessness crisis among Ally Center clients and others in the community. And it feels like we blinked and here we are.
Porter discussed where the name Eleanor's Court comes from.
So a couple of years ago, a young Indigenous woman by the name of Eleanor Young, she went missing. We didn't see her around the Ally Center for a few days, and staff pointed out, you know, that they haven't seen Eleanor around for a few days, so made a few phone calls, and family hadn't seen her either. So 4 days have passed when they put out, a missing person. And unfortunately, they found Eleanor on the trail in the woods, heading back to her tent, so she lived rough. The community, all her friends and her street family at the Ally Center and Jane Paul and, you know, many of the community resources that she attended, we were just devastated because she was so young. She just had she had a future, you know, a bright future. She just needed that extra support. And so knowing that, you know, housing and homelessness was a part of what brought her to her unfortunate death, it just seemed fitting to name this place after her so that her friends, her street family, and others in the future, they're safer.
Shea says so far the community has been letting the homeless population down.
As a community, we have failed to carry a conversation about housing, homelessness, and addictions. And so when a project like this comes across the TV screen or we read about it in the paper, we're really starting from a deficit in terms of our understanding of how we solve homelessness in our community. And that can lead to fear and misinformation, and we've learned that there is a need for a sustained, informed conversation about housing, homelessness, and addictions. And I think, too, this project and the village at Pine Tree Park, we didn't have anything at the outset of those projects that we could point to show the community that these projects integrate exceptionally well into neighborhoods and they're safe and they're clean, and they save lives, and they're nothing to be scared of.
Those moving to Eleanor's Court will free up more space at the Pallet Village. The building will also have a shared kitchen and social area where programming will take place.
But aside from that collection of spaces on the first floor, in all other respects, it feels like an apartment building that you'd walk into on Charlotte Street or George Street.
Shea then discussed what the rent and payment situation will be at Eleanor's Court.
So the rent for all the units here is 30% of income. And so it can vary by tenant. So some tenants will be on income assistance, some tenants might be on unemployment, some tenants might be working. So it's 30% of income.
That 30% will cover everything, including heat, lights, and internet. Porter says having consistent housing has a dramatic effect on a person's life.
To see smiles, right? To see smiles and to see people saying, well, you know, maybe I'll go and get my grade 12, right? Like, they just have hope. It's about hope and having, you know, a bit of a future rather than freezing to death on the streets and struggling for every meal that you get or, you know, hustle, hustle. It's a big, they're relaxed.
Shay discussed where they go from here.
It's our dream to have a housing project like this in Glace Bay and a housing project like this on the north side so that people who are in need in those communities get to stay in their communities while having affordable, safe, dignified housing and the wraparound supports that are going to help them thrive.
Eleanor's Court is now open and is ready to offer a brighter future to everyone who walks through the door. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.